Okay. And where were you born, Miss Pitts?
Right here in New Floral County, out on, you know where 89, I mean 49 and 82, where you, the bypass that you came by?
Yes.
Right, but did you see a, did you remember before you got there, did you remember seeing the little tin building sitting?
I think I know right there in the intersection.
Yeah, yes, but ma'am. Before you got there, you see something like a a little house where they say a firecrackers. And it's a tin building for people to use now for a little, the whites use it for a cafe or store or something. Did you see that? Did you see that?
I don't remember seeing it. I'm going to look for it.
I was raised up right back there in that, back down in that corner behind that store, behind that tin building. There was a store sitting there then, but the store burnt down. I was raised up back there.
And you, did your family have land over
no.
there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Sharecropping,
okay.
Farming.
Sharecropping.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your earliest memories from growing up?
I went to school right there at Pillars Chapel, right there. Did you see that church sitting there?
Yes, ma'am.
That's where I went to school.
Okay.
I was born on that same plantation. I was raised up on that same plantation, Wade's, L.W. Wade's plantation.
Right.
All my kids, I got 10 kids, they all was born there.
And you said you went to school at Pillars?
Mm-hmm, Pillars Chapel.
Okay, Pillars Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And was that for all black?
Right.
Children?
It was a rolling, at the time, it was a rolling wall school.
Oh, okay.
And the storm came in 42 and blew it down, blew it away. So they built that back, and that's where we went to school, we were at the church there.
And where'd you have school after that building got blown down?
After the building got blown away, it was an old house. They had a house down side that road. They had classes in there for a while. Uh huh.
You remember your teacher?
Yes, Miss. Before the school blew away, it was Miss Ida Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Larry.
Okay.
And Miss Mira Henson.
And what type of lessons would you learn?
We had reading. We had math. We had spelling. We had history, and we had, that's the best basic. We had science.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did they ever talk about black history or black pride?
Well, yes, she was able to talk about how Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves,
okay.
See, back then, because all this other stuff wasn't happening then, you know, like civil rights and stuff. It wasn't, that wasn't yet. That hadn't existed yet. So you didn't talk too much about
the other
right, because basically you couldn't talk too much about things like that.
Being raised on that place, how did the system work, the sharecropping system?
Okay. You come the first of the year, come March, they would give you something called finance. They would give you money to buy food to work the crop with, to work. And you would have, they would have a store, which was called a commissary store. And you would get your clothes from that store on the place there. And you buy your food, you have a store that you buy your food on the place. That's what you call it was called a commissary store.
Okay.
And you got, if you run out of food, you went there and got it, but you paid for it at the end of the year out your crop. See. And you chop, which we chop.
How much did you get paid for?
Well, we wasn't getting, when I started working by the day, getting paid, they was giving us $3 a day. But when you was working in your own field, you didn't get no pay. See, not right then.
Right.
You work your crop, and like I told you, they give you this little money to buy food with. Call it finance, they would call it.
Oh, okay.
And you work, you get there every 2 weeks. And then when you chop the cotton and you lay it by, then when time comes to pick the cotton, you pick your cotton. you pick your cotton and gin, they take it to the gin, and they would gin it. So you didn't get much out of that right then. You might get $5 out of a bale of seeds or $6, but you didn't get very much out of that. At the end of the year, you would sell, then when he sell the cotton, then you would either get something or you wouldn't. Because I remember one year we picked out 34 bales of cotton and come out in the hole, come out behind, which you mean that you didn't get nothing.
You, 34 bales of cotton.
Mm-hmm. We picked out 34 bales of cotton, nothing. Then you would buy, then he would lend you money, the boss man would lend you money then to carry you through the winter. See, and then the next year when you farm, the next year, you paid that money back at the next crop.
Your parents went through that process.
Uh-huh. Okay. My parents went through that.
Did they ever get suspicious of that?
Well,
the way that worked?
Well, if they got suspicious, wasn't very much they could do unless you left, unless you move. You know, you could move. You could always move, but you didn't have anything. You raise your food. We had hogs, cows, chickens, ducks, turkeys. We raised most of our food, and then you would have a big garden. Then you'd can your food. Wasn't deep freeze. We didn't have deep freeze because, you know, you couldn't afford it. And you didn't have, at the time back then, you didn't have refrigerators either. You had something called an ice box. You'd buy a big, you could buy 25 pounds of ice, or you could buy 50 pounds of ice, and put it in a, it had a top like the refrigerator. You would just put the ice up in there.
And how long would it keep for?
It would keep sometime 2 days. Okay. It would keep sometime 2 days. And that's and you put your food around that, and that's what you had. That's how it did.
And did anybody decide to leave that place?
Well, people would move all the time, you know, but more would move in. Right. They would move and move to the next plantation. And somebody else would take their house when they moved. Somebody else would take their house.
Did anybody ever stand up to those bosses?
No.
What would happen if they did?
Don't tell them what would happen, you know. You didn't have no freedom. No. You did as you was told. You did what you was told to do. And nobody, at that time, nobody said nothing. Just took what went on and went on.
Did your mother and father ever talk about it amongst themselves?
Well, I don't know. If they did, I didn't hear. Because at that time, you know, you didn't, people's grown, or older people didn't talk around children.
When you were, did you have to leave school to pick cotton?
No. I didn't have to. But some of the guys and some of the boys, bigger boys did.
Oh, yeah.
They had to leave school to go to work. Mm. But I was fortunate enough, I didn't have to leave to go to work.
Did they treat the girls different than they treated the boys?
At school. Where?
Deciding about education and work.
Well, the boys lived on plantation too, so if there was something to do, they had to stop and go do it. You know, like plow or haul, whatever the boys had for them to do.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They had to leave and go do that. But the girls never did leave school.
Neighbors like get together and try to help each other?
Oh yeah, they would help each other. You could, if you had cows or something, you would give your neighbors, if they didn't have, you'd give them milk and butter. Mm-hmm. If you had a garden and they didn't have one, you share your garden with them, you know. Yeah, they would help each other. And on Sundays, we were glad when Sundays come so we could go somewhere to church. Right. That was all, because if you wasn't going to school, a church, you was at home. We didn't do a lot of visiting.
No in between.
No, we didn't do a lot of visiting. We stayed home.
So was there anything to do for fun when you were growing up?
Well, no. We had like record players.
Oh, yeah.
A gratophone called Rhine It. That's what we had. And my aunt, they was older. They was teenagers at the time, so I was younger. So that's what they did for, you know, for fun. Mm-hmm.
Were your grandparents on that land too?
Yeah. My grandparents was on that. My grandparents, my daddy, his brother, and three sisters. Okay. It was a big family of us.
Did you ever talk to your grandparents about their times when they were coming alone?
Yes, uh-huh. They would just talk about basic, you know, they had to work just like we were working then. They had to work too. But only they didn't get as much when they were working as we got when we were working. And we was when I was coming on. See, because they had said they worked for 25 cents a day. They had said they worked for 25 cents a day.
Did they talk about stories from slavery time?
Well, no. They wasn't here at slavery time, but their parents were.
Did they ever used to sit around and talk about that?
Well, if they did, I don't remember, you know, too much about them talking about slavery.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Because they wasn't here in slavery.
How did your parents make it through the tough times?
We would kill hogs in the spring, and when it get cold, you couldn't kill them the hogs till they get cold because your meat was ruined. They wouldn't get cold. We would kill hogs and salt the meat down.
Oh, yeah. How would they kill those hogs?
They would they had rifles, they would shoot them in the head, shoot them through the head,
right.
And then stab them. Put them in hot water and clean them. And make a hair. They had something like that to.
Like a triangle?
Yeah. Hang them up and gut them. Cut the meat up. It was the same bone in the ham you had to take out that would ruin the meat. They would take that out and split the ham and put salt all down in it and salt it, pack it down somewhere in the smokehouse or something. So let it stay there for 3 weeks and take it up and wash it.
Yes.
Hang it up at a smokehouse. You hang it up, make a smoke under it, and smoke it and dry it out. And then you put it in a bag to keep flies and stuff off it. And then you hang it up in your smokehouse.
Then it would be shared with everyone.
Uh-huh. They cook it just like your parents now cook.
Right.
The parents cook just like we cook now. But it just didn't. You just didn't have no lot of money and no nice things.
Now, did people use the plants and herbs when people got sick, like different plants and roots,
yes. It was a weed called Jepson weed. It stuck.
Yeah.
And if you had fever, they'd take that and put it to your head.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. If you had a sprain or something, they'd take that and beat it and put it in a powder and lay it on it.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So it was multi-purpose.
Yeah, but like roots and herbs, they didn't fool with that. My parents didn't.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-uh. Okay. No, my parents didn't fool with that.
Who delivered the baby?
It was a lady called the women then they called midwives.
Okay.
They would deliver the babies. Mm. It was a lady called Miss Cynthia Reed. She was a midwife, and Miss Irene Lynn, which is right around here now, I think, somewhere around on Star Street now.
Oh yeah.
She delivered babies.
How did they learn how to do that?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know how they learn. But they learn.
Were there black doctors back then?
Yes, a few. Because I remember back in the 60s, there was a black doctor here, Dr. Lane. He was black, right here in Greenwood. Mm-hmm. Sure was.
Did that storm that took place in 1942, did that ruin the crops?
It was in March. Mm-hmm. The crops wasn't planted yet.
Oh, okay.
Crops wasn't planted yet. It was the 16th day of March, 1942. The crops wasn't planted yet.
And what happened on that day we had
to walk to school. We didn't have transportation. We didn't have busing. And the teacher she had to walk too. So it was, it just kept, the sun would come out, it was thundering and then back in the west, all off long all day. And the sun would come out and stay out a few minutes, then it's go on and then two or three feet, little shower, drops of rain, you know, little shower of rain. Then a few minutes, the sun would come out again. So the teacher said, well, but the cloud just kept hanging back in the west. She said, well, the cloud looks so bad, I'm going to let y'all go so we can get home before it rains because we don't want to get wet. So she let us out early. And she went on home and we went home. And we gotten home. And by the time we got home and we ate, and my granddaddy, he was from Gloucester, Mississippi, from down around Little Jackson. He had saw storms before. We had never saw them. We had never witnessed no tornado. And it just kept thundering. And so about 4 o'clock, we heard a roaring, sound like a train coming. And he come in, he was out there, he would always split an axe. I don't know if you ever heard tell people used to split clouds with axes and make them go around. They'll split.
Split them with
an axe. Take an axe. If a dark cloud is back this way, you stick an axe in the ground. It's the same way you stick the axe in that cloud apart. So when he said, ooh, this cloud is bad now. He's bad. This cloud is bad out here. And he said, y'all better come on out of there. There's a tornado coming. So I was small, about 12. And he told me, come on. And we had a big peach orchard into a garden. You know, it was a garden out there and then a big peach orchard out there. And so he called them out. And some of us come out the house and some of them didn't. So my dad and my mom, they stayed on in the house. And my auntie. And he called me out and he caught me by the hand and said, come on, and took me to the garden and laid down. He laid me down and told me to hold the tree. And then he laid over me and held the tree like this. And it got so dark till you couldn't even see. I couldn't see him right there side of me. And it was so dark and then everything was just gone.
So why did he take you outside?
To keep me from getting blown away.
In the house.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
See, he called all of us out. Mm-hmm. Me and my grandmother, she was out. She was laying, holding another tree.
Right.
And my aunt, she was holding the tree. All of us, he said, y'all stretch out and hold them trees. And we laid out and held the trees. And he, by me being a child, he just laid over me, see.
Right.
And my dad, when it was all, it didn't last for seconds. Now, it don't last for seconds. And you could just see, you know how sparkles look, the children play with now? That's the way the fire was in that storm. Just like sparkles.
The fire in the storm?
It was just like sparkles in that storm. And I asked my granddad, I said, Papa, is it Judgment Day? Because he had been he was a preacher.
Right.
And he had been teaching us about what would happen, you know. I said, is it Judgment Day? He said, no, it's just a storm.
Did the house get ruined?
Gone. They found the house up there, they found the safe up there by that church I was telling you about.
Right. And how far was that from the house?
Up there by that tin building I was telling you about, about a mile, mm-hmm. something like that. Uh-huh. And
so, he knew that.
He knew, because he had been in before, and he knew it was a storm. But we hadn't been in there, because when he came up here, it wasn't bad up here, you know, with no storms. But that was the first one had been through.
And how did you manage to get back on your feet?
After the storm?
Yes.
After the storm, it just rained. Looked like the cloud just opened up and just rained. Just rain, just flooded. And about 10 minutes, the sun come out shine just like it shined now, just like it hadn't been no storm. And wasn't nothing standing. Nothing. It only left the floor of the house that my mom and dad was laying on. They blowed them out the bed and just took the bed and put it out in the yard. Took my other aunt and put her, she had a little boy about, he's about two, She had him in the bed with her. She was laying, they all laying across the bed. It took the mattress off the bed and put it out in the duck pen, and they were still on it. They were still on that mattress. It was an awful day. And a few minutes, you didn't hear nothing but ambulances and police, you know, running, the cars blowing. But none of us got killed, but we got hurt. I got something hit me. You see it right there? Something stuck through that, but it came out. It didn't stay in, and I couldn't walk for about 3 weeks. But thank God I wasn't killed, and wasn't none of us killed. And something hit my uncle and knocked his teeth out. But then wasn't nobody killed. But I've urged over here on Fort Long. I've urged her by a church. She was about 8 months pregnant, and it nailed her, pinned her to the ground with a 2x4, just stuck it through her. Pin her to the ground. Her name was Susan Staple. It was awful. So
how'd you all, did you all build the house back?
Yes, yeah, the boss man built the house back. They took action, I'm not ready on build the house back, like about a month and a half, the house was built back. And we moved back in and just kept on going.
During that time?
Well, I had some empty houses on the place. So the Red Cross give us beds and stuff. Stove, saves. Red Cross helped us back on feet. Mm-hmm.
Had there been any other storms like that?
No, that was the only one that had ever been through. And the next year, on the 15th of March, it come through around Edabena. And did the same thing down there.
So every year at that time?
Well, for 2 years. No, for not two every years. Year. Just to 2 years. Just to 2 years.
1943,
around the same month. Uh-huh, around the same month, but it was on the 15th day. It didn't hit us this time. It hit down around Edabena that next time.
Man, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And you were saying that you see people put the axe in the ground.
Uh-huh, and split the cloud.
Oh, split the cloud.
Uh-huh.
When did you... Shut up. You saying about the axe?
Yeah, he was still like the clouds, the dark clouds that coming up. Old people used to stick that axe the same way to stick that axe. And the cloud, you see that cloud part splitting.
Did he teach you how that was done?
He taught my mom. He taught my mom. My mom could do it, but I was scared because you could also bring it over too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he taught her how to stick it against
so
that clap.
A certain way.
That's
it.
Has to certain way you have to do it, and it works. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, a Bible works better than all.
Put that in the ground.
Just open your Bible and lay it up.
Oh yeah.
And it'll either get high or go around you.
Mm-hmm. So. Did other people have ways of surviving those storms like that?
Yeah. Yeah, they were surviving the same way. People learn, you know, you learn how to do things. And after that, people started digging storm pits.
Oh.
Dig a hole in the ground. And a lot of people walled it up. Mm-hmm. And make cut steps to go in and put a top on it and keep it back over dirt.
And they would get down in there.
Mm. It would get out in there, and then if the house blew away, it would blow over you.
Okay. Man, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. People learned to survive.
And was it the older people telling the younger people how to do those things?
Right. Okay. Right. It's the older people.
Did people back then talk about spirits? Like haints and
different
things?
Yeah.
Fix it.
Cut it off just a minute.
Okay. You're saying that old people talk about spirits?
Uh-huh. They would talk about spirits. My mom could see them.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How was she able to see them?
I don't know, but she would see them. She would always see something. A man or somebody. She could really see them. She could see things.
I talked to other people.
And I was scared of them. I can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
my daddy couldn't see him often, but he would see him, but he would always say, he would always, he couldn't name. He would always name it something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Now, he worked for 25 cents a day.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Hmm. When he got his driver's license, he paid 25 cents for him, he said.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's your husband?
Uh-huh.
People talk about signs back then, different things, what certain signs meant. What
have
I heard about the black cat?
Oh, yeah. People believe in signs, like if a black cat crossed the road, they turn their hat around. That's what you're talking about?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, they talked about that. And don't eat, you couldn't eat no peanuts in my uncle's car. He said he swore they was janky.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, people's had signs.
So peanuts was?
It was one of them. You couldn't eat, if you want to ride in his car, you couldn't eat no peanuts in his car. Mm-mm. He swore that you held flat.
Do you remember some other ones?
No, not read off.
Oh, okay.
Some they said, don't hit you with the broom. Do you go to jail? You heard that one?
Yeah.
You hit you with the broom, you spit on the broom, don't you go to jail. Yeah, they had plenty of signs.
Yeah.
Don't sew no clothes. No, if you got a dress, you know, people used to, I'm going to tack my dress up, you know, tack the hem in on it. Don't do that. Put a match in your mouth or somebody going to lie on you.
Really?
That's what they were saying. You know, I don't think all that was true. I think, you know, people's had signs.
Mm-hmm. And did people talk about prophecy and things like that? Being able to tell something was
going
to happen?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Some people did, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know too much about those prophets, you know.
Okay. I was wondering, because you all worked on a farm, did people use the signs to plant by, like the almanac?
Uh-huh.
In the book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Your family?
Uh-huh. I use it now. That is true. It's same days you can plant and you won't have nothing but a flower. It's called flower day. If you plant on flower day. Then it's a day you can plant, it's called bug day. And the bugs will eat your plants up. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If you plant on bug day, they won't? Or
they will.
Oh, yeah?
The bugs will eat it up. The, you know, bugs, insects.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Uh-huh.
And you are born on signs, you know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You conceived on signs.
You conceived on signs?
Uh-huh. You conceived on signs.
And people would follow those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say when they're having a baby?
You have babies on signs, and they conceived on signs.
Uh-huh.
You don't just... You don't just concede anytime.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So people would follow those by the calendar and the days?
Yes. Uh-huh. You know, whenever you concede on a sign. I know, I guess they wouldn't notice that, you know,
right.
But you really is. But when you get ready to have the baby, then that's when you notice that.
Notice
it. Uh-huh.
And what if the baby was born on a Saturday? What does that mean? Was it there?
No, it's just, it's in the moon. The sign's in the moon.
Oh, okay. It's in the moon.
In the moon.
Mm, that's interesting.
Uh-huh. In the moon. You don't just have a baby anytime. It either come on a quarter, change, or a full.
Well, what if it came on a full? What did that mean?
It just, you know, it doesn't mean anything. It's just, that's the way they come. They come on.
Oh, okay. So it's a certain.
Right.
Pattern.
Right.
Okay. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Satan pattern.
Do people still practice that?
Do you still there? Yeah. You still be born on signs. Cause anytime a woman have a baby, you just watch that moon. It's gonna either be born on a quarter, full moon, or young on a change, young moon.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just have babies anytime.
Did you have to go to church when you were growing up?
Yeah. Yes, yes. My granddaddy was a preacher. We had to go to church. Sure did.
And would people get the spirit back then?
Yeah. People shout, get happy. Men's cry and get happy just like men's back then. Yeah. Sure did. Yeah, people went to church. And by the way, I see, it wasn't no whole lot to do then. Okay. So people went to church. Some of them would go to ball games. They had ball games and like that. But wasn't no wrestling and nothing else. And they would go to the movies. It was called a picture show then.
Right.
They would go there. But the most of them then went to church.
Was the church a place where you would meet people?
Uh-huh.
People court?
Yeah, they would go to church and meet people. So, you know, people's be coming, well, people from everywhere be walking to church, coming to church, they'd be walk, people had to walk. People had to walk. People walked to church.
And did they have baptism?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Because I'm a Baptist.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And where would they baptize people?
In the river. In the river. The deacons would go down on, if you're going to baptize today, on Sunday, the deacons would go down and clean off a place, going to the river down, find a good level place close to the church, and they would go down and clean it up. And that Saturday, some of the deacons that could swim, somebody that could swim, would go out and test the water and stick sticks where they're going to baptize it so they know how deep the water is. And if you had tall people to baptize, they'd go out a little further. But if the children are short, they stay, you know, come closer to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Would there be a lot of people?
Oh, what you talking about? People be riding that riverbank, singing and praying. Mm-hmm.
And on your place, so Sunday was the day to get away, you said, from working.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go to church on Sunday. You go to church on Sunday. You had to go to Sunday school and church.
Did you all talk about religion in the place?
Yeah, being in the field, talking about religion anywhere. You talking when them old people get together. And they wouldn't have to. Sometimes they wouldn't have to be at church. They go talk about it and shout at home.
Would they be singing in the field while they're
there? Uh-huh, sometimes. Some of them. Some of them be singing out in the field. And so you're singing. Men, you could hear them singing, plying behind the mule, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When people would leave, and if they owed the boss man something, would they have to sneak away?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember people doing that?
Yeah, people used to run off, slip off. Sometimes people would leave. A lot of them would leave that way. Get up next morning looking for him, he gone. Or she gone, they gone. Whole family gone. Sometimes they'd be able to sneak up to move. Mm-hmm. And some people they didn't have much now. People then didn't have nothing. Like nice stuff you got now, you know.
Right.
They didn't have that. They might have a bed and chair and stove, table, an old safe. It wasn't like cabinets, kind of china cabinet stuff. They had something called a safe. It was made like this, but had screen in the door.
Right.
And some of them had glass in the door, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was called a safe, and you put your dishes in. They didn't have cabinets like they got today. Houses didn't have that.
Did your family ever help somebody sneak away?
No, not that I know about. Mm-mm. People didn't trust people enough to do that.
Oh, no?
No, they didn't trust people enough to do that. If you was going to run off, you didn't tell nobody. You just went.
So the next morning,
he didn't show up at work. Then you go down there, his house empty. He gone, and what's his little he didn't have much. It might have a stir mattress and an iron bed. And it's left in the house.
Took off.
Mm-hmm.
Would they ever go look for the people?
I know. Sometimes they would have people looking around, see you see them, but
What if they would have caught them?
Well,
were there forms of punishment?
Sometimes they say it was punishment. I never did know nobody to punish them. But they said sometimes people would punish them when they catch them.
Mm-hmm. And when the people would have babies on the plantation, would they have to work at a young age? When the babies got up a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When the baby got about 6 weeks old.
6 months old?
6 weeks.
6 weeks old.
Then they would go back to work. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the mother would.
Mm-hmm. Go. Mm-hmm. Leave the baby at home with the children. If an old person wasn't there, that tend to it that didn't work, then you leave your baby with your children.
Now with the young, what was the youngest people they had working?
Well, back then, if he was 8 years old, they cut the hoe handles off and let those eight-year-old children chop cotton. 8, 9 years old children chop cotton.
They cut the hoe handle off.
You see, you know a hoe handle, you know how long a hoe handle is.
Yes,
they would cut the handle off, that end off about that much of it off.
About a foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the children could, you know, wouldn't be sticking right up in the and give it, then let them chop and give it to them.
Mm.
And then they had to work. They had to work.
Would they encourage the people to have children?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Not that I know of.
Did people, when they left, go north?
A lot of them did leave and go north. A lot of them did leave and go north. And a lot of them, when you left, you had to leave. You had to get on. Just like you didn't stop. If you run off and owe somebody, you didn't stop around. You gone. You had to go. Had to go on off, you know, because he'd get you. He'd catch you and put you as a place. Where is it at now? I hear old Browning now. You ever heard of the Browning?
Yes.
It was a place out there called a county farm.
County farm, okay.
They'd put you out there.
What happened?
And work. You know, you had to work.
Okay.
You could be on the road working, cutting ditch banks. They had you doing something, had you working. That's the punishment they'd give you to cut if you were off on them. Or if you did something on the place, if you cut up somebody on the place, or cut up somebody, or got to fight and hurt somebody, that's the way you would go. They put you for 6 or 7 months.
Could the plantation boss get you out of that?
Oh, yeah, if he wanted to. If he wanted to, he could get you from anywhere. If you had killed somebody and the boss said, go get him, let him out, they would let you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you killed somebody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Calling who place you lived on, you didn't even go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, did the people on the plantation get to vote?
No. No. Back then, they wasn't voting, see. Blacks wasn't voting at that time. Blacks was not voting in Mississippi. Blacks didn't start voting until after 1963, after Martin Luther King's time. And even then, if you voted, you had to move. You had to move.
Couldn't vote in this place.
That was after 1963, because it didn't start no civil rights until 1963. That's when it started. And they locked up a lot of black people.
Do you know anyone that tried to vote?
No. I didn't know them, but I knew I've heard of people trying to vote, and they had to move. Had to move off the plantation.
Did the blacks on the plantation ever talk about, you know, those things, type of things?
About voting?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they would mention it, you know, and talk about it, but they was mostly afraid too much to say too much. Mm-hmm. Couldn't say too much. Till after Martin Luther King's time.
Did you ever get a chance to travel when you were growing up?
Mm-mm. No, I never did no traveling.
Okay.
None of the family. My aunt used to go to Memphis. Well, I went to Memphis once or twice when I was growing up.
Okay. Was that different than what you had seen?
Yes, it was different. We catch the bus and go.
And
Because my mama, well, my mama's people were in Memphis. Okay.
Uh-huh. And was the bus, was it segregated with the blacks?
Yes, yes. Blacks were to the back. They was at the back. People.
Was the picture show segregated too that you did?
Uh-huh.
Do?
Yeah, they were segregated. It was black. How long you been here?
A few days.
Okay, you hadn't been here long. Well, they made an apartment out of it now, but it was a Walthall Theater was for black peoples. The Dixie's Theater was for black peoples. But the Paramount, I'm trying to study. I don't know what the Paramount was circuit, but I know Le Flora was for white. That was white theater.
They had
white.
So they had an entirely, when you went to the movies, it was entirely black.
Yeah. Oh. Everywhere you went was entirely black. No whites.
So they didn't have the whites? It wasn't split. Yeah, I've heard people say there was...
Well, that might have been the Paramount, but I never did go see. Yeah, somebody said the Paramount was like that. The black whites at the top. And the blacks at the bottom. But I never did go to the Paramount Theater. But they said that's the way it was.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. I always went to Walthall and Dixon's was all black.
How much did it cost to go to the movie?
25 cents. 25 cents.
What was your favorite movie?
You know, they would have different things. They would show westerns. Mm-hmm. And they would show... you know, funny movies, and they would show love pictures like that. They would show that. They didn't have nothing else.
And do you remember which one you liked the best?
I used to like the cowboy movies.
Oh. Yeah.
I liked them shoot 'em outs.
Did they ever have blacks in the movie?
No. Mm-mm. It was white. You know, the film they were showing was white.
Yeah.
Until later, you know, later, as time go by, then they started showing black with the movies.
And when did you start deciding that you were going to court, or how did the courting process work when you were coming around?
If you courted at school. You had to be, you had to slip in court. You didn't, you had to slip past Ben. Now he ain't talking about no boyfriend. You had to court at school. When you leave school, courting was over. Until you got about 18, and I got 18, I didn't start going out until I got 18, and I got 18.
So were you considered an adult at 18?
No, I still wasn't considered an adult.
At school, it was no time that he could come visit?
No.
Parents
didn't allow that? No, parents didn't allow that.
So, at what age did you become a woman? Did you think that you left girlhood behind when you became a woman?
When I got 18 and 19, then I started going out. You know, I had some aunties. They was older. So I started going with them then. At 18, I started going with them. Mm-hmm. And they was in their 20s, early 20s. They was 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'd go with them. We'd go out, my sister and myself. And then... And I got 19, 20, I would go when I got ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to be careful where I go, because somebody told my daddy where I went was the wrong place. I still got chewed out.
Because
he wasn't a fighting man. He didn't do much whooping. I didn't get no beans. I didn't get no whoopings. Because I wasn't a bad person.
When you were growing up, could a white man date black women?
No. Not to be known. Well, it always have happened.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, few people know what was going on, because they couldn't get out through that place, but something might have happened to them.
Like on the plantation or something?
Like that? Anywhere. And blacks stayed to themselves. But like I said, the white man been calling the white black woman a long time. But it was under the cover. And I've known people to come up missing. I've known people to come up missing. And they said that's what they were doing. I don't know. I'm not sure because I didn't see nothing.
No, the people are the... Is the white person that was missing?
No, no. The black person.
The woman he was interested
in? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they become missing.
Because they might tell or something like that?
Something happened. I really don't know what happened. But they would come up missing a lot of times. Sure would.
Well, the same thing hold true for black men and white women?
Yes, black men were scared to look at a white woman. You didn't look at them. Do they call it eye raping? You didn't look at them.
Raping.
Uh-huh. You look at a white woman too hard. You didn't look at white people. A black man didn't look at a white woman too hard. Mm-mm.
And it had its repercussions. It had its effects on him. Like, would that be just a common everyday thing for people to know that you shouldn't do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. People know you shouldn't do that. They knew. They know they couldn't do this. Mm-hmm. Just like you know that fire burned.
Right.
They didn't bother with the white. Black men did not bother with the white people, period. They just worked for them and go on if they wanted to live.